We're doing the laws of Hanukkah. We're in the Kiddush Chanoch Mekoch Haim. We're up to the 113th chapter, the 27th halacha. All 8 days of Hanukkah, we say Ala Nisim at the end of the blessing of Modim. So technically, it's a continuation. We're saying we thank you, Hashem, for so many things, and then we continue and say, and also for the miracles they did to our forefathers. And if a person didn't say Ala Nisim, he does not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. And
what is Ala Nisim?
Nisim are the miracles.
The miracles.
Where is Porkan?
Oh, so maybe we should go through the blessing and explain it. Okay, right. 1 second. We're continuing the Ala Nisim as we continue through the Modim. We say, Hashem, your kindness is never ending. And we continue and say, and we thank you for Ala Nisim, over the miracles, the Ala Purkan, and for the salvation or redemption, Ve'ala Gvurot, and the mighty deeds, Ve'ala Teshuot. I would translate teshuot as salvations. One could translate teshuot as victories. Ala milchamot, over the battles. Shasita lavotin b'yamim ahim, that you did for our forefathers in those days. Bazman hazeh, at this time, meaning it's specifically now, during this period, Hanukkah, right? This is when it all happened. B'imei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonei Uvanav. It was in the days of Matityahu, the son of Yochanan, who was the high priest. He was in Hasmonean, that's the name of the family, and his children. Shamdam al Chut Yavan Harsha'a Lamcha Yisrael, when the wicked Greek kingdom stood on your nation Israel, Lashkicham Torotecha, to make them forget your Torah, Ulaviram Mechukei Ritzonecha, and to force them to stray from the statutes of your will, Vata Berachamecha Rabim, and you in your great mercy, Amat Alem Betzaritam, you stood by them at their time of distress, Ravte et Rivam, you fought their fight, Dante et Dinam, you judged their claim, Nakamte et Nikmatam, you took their revenge, Masalta Giburim Biad Chalashim, you gave the strong in the hands of the weak, Rabim Biad Matim, the many in the hands of the few, Tmeim Biad Torim, the defiled in the hands of the pure, Rishim Biad Tzadikim, the wicked into the hands of the righteous. So this is all a description of the miracle. And the wanton sinners in the hands of those that are always dealing in your Torah. And you made a great holy name for yourself in your world. You made a great victory for your nation Israel. And you made this great salvation, this great victory, like this day, meaning as this day is here, so too it was here then, and then you made this victory. And afterwards, your children came to your holy home, ufinu etechalecha, and they cleared your temple, v'tiyahut mikdashecha, and they sanctified your temple. Vehidliku nerot bechatzot kodshecha, and they lit candles in your holy courtyards, in the courtyards of your holy sanctuary. Vekavu shmonat yimei Chanukah elu, and they instituted these 8 days of Chanukah lehodot ulehalel shimcha gadol, to give thanks and praise to your great name. So that's the Ala Nisim that we add. It is basically a prayer of thanks. And the halacha we just learned is that if one forgets the Ala Nisim in Shmona Esrei, he is not obligated to repeat the Shmona Esrei. If he did not yet say the next blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, if he didn't say God's name the next blessing, he could stick it in. And a person could interject the Ala Nisim at the end of prayer also, if he forgot it. So then, how would one do it? It's the middle of a sentence, right? Ala Nisim, over the miracles. It's a continuation of the Modim sentence. So you have to begin with the Arachaman. Harachaman yasalasu nisim v'niflos. May the merciful one do for us miracles and wondrous things, just as he did to our forefathers in those days, in this time, in the days of Matityahu. And then you go on the way the rest of the paragraph goes. But you see, it's a totally different prayer. Then it becomes a request.
But if you forget Ya'alav Yavo,
that's Ya'alav Yavo. This is different. And in benching, we also say alanisim, and the same thing is true. If you forgot it, you don't have to repeat benching. Because it is a part of thanks, it doesn't show up where Yalev Yavo shows up. It shows up right after the second blessing, no delecha, which is the blessing of thanks. And then you stick in alanisim, and also over the miracles. And if you forget it, you don't have to repeat benching. And if you forget it, so then later on, you could stick it in with the same harachamon. May the merciful one do miracles to us today, just as he did in those days, in this time, in the days of Matityahu, etc.